Peter Welch is congressman from Vermont. He's been in office since 2007. He's the only congressman, as a matter of fact, in Vermont. So let me ask you this first question. You've won the House now, and you've got 40 extra votes over the Republicans. And my question to you is this. So how is it? Or, as the young people sometimes say, so like how is it?
Well, it's good. It's really, here's the enormous advantage of being in the majority. You get to set the agenda. When you're in the minority, you don't. And you're reacting. You're trying to get your things done, and you need colleagues, Republican colleagues, to help you try to put something in the bill. But by and large, the agenda that my Republican colleagues had, repealing health care, that was a big item, that tax cut that added $2.6 trillion to the deficit, dismantling of the EPA, you know, all of that, all of those were terrible things that I was doing everything in my power to stop. Now we're in the majority. So we have an opportunity to set the agenda. And my view is that the things that we should do are things that will be good for red America and blue America, rural America and urban America. And I think we can get some Republican support. I think we've got a shot at reducing prescription drug prices. That's the fastest growing sector of health care costs. I think we can do an infrastructure plan, and I think we can pay for it rather than add to the debt. I think that we can start addressing not only college affordability, but training for folks who want to get skills as electricians and plumbers. So there's a lot that we can do. And if we focus on bread and butter issues, I think it can restore some confidence in the American people that their government is going to be on their side.
But is there a breach between the Republican colleagues and the Democrats that is untenable? In other words, is it going to get worse, or are you sensing that maybe there's the basis for a little bit more cordiality?
You know, I what I think is that you don't really know until you try to do the work. Speculating about whether there's new cordiality or not is, I think, somewhat beside the point. The point, I think, is trying to pass good legislation that makes a difference for people back home and doing it in a way where we do our level best to work with Republicans. You know, I've got a co-sponsor now for my bill to have prescription drug price negotiation, Francis Rooney from Florida. He and I totally disagree on taxes, but we totally agree that pharma is ripping people off. And I think on infrastructure, we can get a lot of Republicans to work with us. So I think just as a matter of course, we should all be civil to one another, even if we disagree. But we've got the majority, so we have the opportunity to set that agenda. Let's use it, but let's do everything we can along the way to reach out. It's tough with President Trump. I mean, there's no question, because his style is to not give you a heads up. He seems to like the chaos of just uncertainty, and that, I think, gets in the way of progress. But we have an independent branch of government here in the House, and we have the power to do our job. And I think that's where we should have our focus be.
Peter Welch, I'm going to ask you, give you two names. I need 2.5 minutes on each of them. So you figure it out. The first is Nancy Pelosi. How's she doing? Has she changed any mind since there were some objections?
Well, in fact, I think Pelosi has been doing quite well. I mean, it was very contentious as to whether or not she was going to be the leader. And of course, the Republicans have spent millions and millions of dollars vilifying her. And then there was the age question. And is it time to turn the page? But the reality is that no one came forward to run against her. And I think that was a reflection of the strength that she continued to have in the caucus. And what I've seen in her this time around is I think she's got a she's been very clear and I think level-headed in her approach, particularly on this shutdown, and I think has done well in her public presentation. So she's been doing a good job.
Okay, so that's the first. The second is what everybody wants to know about, even though she's too young to run for president of the United States. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Have you met her? Have you sized her up? What do you think?
Well, I met her and talked to her for about 10 or 15 minutes, but that's about it. And what I'd say is this, I was impressed. We were talking about prescription drug prices, and of course, you know, she's a supporter of Medicare for All as I am. But she was alert and listening, and I've seen her be attentive to other members. So from everything I can see, going about doing her work in a careful way. And obviously, she's got just this extraordinary reach with her social media following. But I think all the potential is there for her to play a very constructive role in the Congress. I mean, one of the things that's happened with the Democrats, and I think it really goes back to Bernie's campaign, is that there's a bolder agenda that many Democrats are embracing. You know, we have to have a healthcare system where everybody's covered and everybody pays. You know, how to do that is always the challenge, but our healthcare system is too expensive. So the discussion about Medicare for All, the discussion about college education and making it affordable for a junior college or a community college even free. These things need to be done, and they could be done. And we saw that the Republicans managed to add $2.6 trillion to the deficit for the purpose of paying for a tax cut that largely went to very profitable corporations. So Bernie's got that started. I think Ocasio-Cortez obviously has been a real advocate for a bolder agenda, as have many new members of Congress. So my view, she can be an extremely constructive person here in the House.
A lot of people are worried about the Democrats doing something they've done in the past, forming a circular firing squad and, you know, killing each other off, to the point where we are now hearing rumblings from some of your colleagues that she is, in fact, sponsoring primary opponents for some of them. And they don't think that's right. There's a question there somewhere.
Right. Well, she did support some primary candidates in the last election. In my understanding, there was a story about whether she or others were going to target Hakeem Jeffries, who's a very effective and well-respected member and now our caucus chair. And my understanding is she denied that. You know, the bottom line here is that I think Democrats are very united right now. We have different points of view about what's the best way to proceed. But those are fair and square discussions. We're united in two things. One, our opposition to a president who's really run amok. I mean, this president is like no one we've ever seen.
Yep.
And all of us know that we've got to stand up for the Constitution. We've got to stand up for civility in respect and inclusiveness. So there's real unity across the entire caucus for that. And second, Democrats believe that government has to play a constructive role in the lives of everyday people. And, you know, one of the big fights we have with some of our Republican colleagues is they don't believe there is a role for government. Everybody's on their own. And that's a point of view. It's one we disagree with. But I also think what's different about Democrats is we would not use as a tactic shutting government down. That's not something that we would do because we actually believe in government. A lot of, some of the Freedom Caucus folks embrace that. They embraced defaulting on our debt. And they were pretty, in my view, cavalier about it. But it really was reflecting their view that you just don't need government. And you might not like government, but we need government, and hopefully a good democratic government that's responsive to the will of the people.
Peter Welch, that makes a lot of sense to me. We thank you very much. And when we come back the next time, we'll have a lot more for you. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you.